Good job.
Dogs are so attuned to humans that many people think of them as family.
I can't imagine, you know, my life without them. So they're just, you know, they're just a central point part of my life.
Come on, girl. Let's go.
According to a pet owner survey, there are some 90 million pet dogs in the United States. The University of Washington is recruiting 10,000 of them for a study on aging.
The goal is to follow dogs for their entire lives, young, old, big, small, males, females, all dogs all around the U.S., to understand how the biology and the environment shape healthy aging in dogs.
The university is partnering with veterinarians at Texas A&M University.
By studying aging in pet dogs living in human environments, we can learn things that will translate to human health as we age in a shorter period of time, and will also directly benefit companion dogs along the way, which is extremely important to me as a veterinarian.
Dogs and humans age in much the same way. They have a similar genome and get the same diseases. As pets, they also share our environment. Researchers will look for lifestyle factors that also affect humans, such as diet, activity level, and where the dog lives, in addition to genetics and medical history. One of the goals is to find out how to prevent age-related diseases.
Traditionally, in medicine, we have waited until people are sick, and then we try to do something about it. We try to cure their disease, or we try to at least alleviate the symptoms. The goal here is really to keep dogs and people healthy as long as possible before they get sick. And I think that this is kind of a really important aspect of targeting the biology of aging directly rather than targeting individual diseases as they happen.
The data will be available to all scientists to encourage research on improving old age for both humans and dogs. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.